This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome in. Hey, one more time. It is the Fan After Dark right here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm Fred Davis. That gentleman off to my right is none other than the phenom himself, Mr. Blake Elliott. Blake Buckets Elliott. And then, of course, we got our boy Ross Lubinsky behind the glass on the 1s, 2s, and 3s. Did we have anybody else that wanted to? We said we'd take on all comers here at 105.3 The Fan. Did anybody else have anything snarky to say besides Hackachief?
I will take you on in a Jackie Moon granny style free throw shooting contest.
You can have that all day every day. You can have all that all day every day. 2-on-2. Anybody else? Anybody else wants that
Chief,
smoke?
Chief just said put the kids to bed.
Okay, put them to bed. Yeah, cause we don't want them to see daddy getting beat. It's the last thing they want them. We need them kids to see.
We don't want them to see.
Dad get beat.
All right, tweet has been sent.
There you go.
Okay,
you
let's
go.
Grade the Dallas Cowboys off.
Couple things. Let's set the stage. Let's set the scene here. Let's get a little music behind this. Okay. Something. You know what? Something jazz. Something a little calm, a little relaxing, a little. You know. Here's what we're doing. It's a Friday night.
Here. Okay? I'm gonna give you the song, Ross. Don't even worry. Don't even stress about it. I got you.
We need something. Look, anybody can do football music on a football segment, but I want. It's a Friday night. We want people to sit back, kick your feet up. You got the stars on. You got Fan After Dark on in the background. We're having cowboy conversation in the background. You got a little stars going on. Winnipeg's already up 1-0, by the way, but Dallas is on a power play. With 14 minutes left to go in the first period. So we'll keep you posted on that if you're not able to watch the game or if you're trying to watch it on your phone or something like that. So 1-0 Winnipeg so far to start the game.
Okay, so the way I would like to go about this segment is breaking it down piece by piece. So the coaching staff, what would we give that as a grade?
I was going to say real quick.
Go ahead.
By the way, I got to give a shout out because, you know, everybody here at 105 The Fan has to do some sort of TSN. I got to give a shout out to my boy Steve Randall, who I do the Mythical High School football show with, stepping up here. He's the TSN godfather. So shout out to our boy Steve Randall, a.k.a. And that's Ross Lubinsky, Steve, one of our guests from the high school football show. So
I know we were just joking about how Blake always called it your mythical. And I was like, well, then what did I call in several times through the season?
If you didn't hear it, you didn't know. So that's why Blake never called in. So shame on him.
Well, what insight was I going to give?
What insight can't you give, Blake?
That's a good point.
You know, I mean, although we did get your buddy on the show.
We did. So I helped out.
We did get your buddy on the show.
So. I told you I knew it was a show and we made it happen.
We did. And he was good too. And almost got the mojo. Almost got the high school mojo. Winnipeg just scored again. Dadgummit.
They scored twice.
They scored quick. They scored quick. Hey, who cares? They've already flipped home ice advantage, so it's fine.
And we've seen them go up 2-0, haven't we? Or was it?
No, they were. It was 1-1.
No, that was. I'm thinking Colorado. Game 7.
Yeah, it was one. Well, yeah, that's right.
They went up 2-0. They ended.
Oh, we're doing a little. Doing a little Santana Black Magic Woman.
Yeah.
All right.
He was like Black Magic Woman. And to myself, I'm just thinking, did he really just say this to someone who grew up with Guitar Hero?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I didn't want to say it fast. A lot of times I'll do it in Ross. Okay, what was that name again? And then we're back and forth, and then we get it. So, okay.
Shout out to Guitar Hero 3.
When you look at the coaching staff, what would you grade it? Pretty much for the most part, a whole new staff. Mike McCarthy out.
That's absolutely.
I'll run through some of the names in case you forgot. Brian Schottenheimer, head coach. Defensive coordinator, Matt Eberflus. Mm-hmm. Special teams coach, Nick Sorensen, San Francisco. Offensive coordinator, Clayton
Who was
Adams.
Their D coordinator last year.
Yes. Quarterbacks coach, Steve Schmeiko. Running back coach, Derek Foster. Wide receivers coach, Junior Adams. Tight ends coach, Lunda Wells. O-line coach, Connor Riley.
Now, Lunda Wells is a carryover, though, isn't he?
Correct.
From last year?
Correct. I don't think anybody else is a carryover that I'm aware of. I could be completely wrong.
I was going to say, I think that's the only one.
Linebacking coach, Borgonzi.
Lunda and Schottenheimer, the only carryovers from last year's staff.
Defensive line coach, Aaron Whitecotton, who we've heard only good things about.
Yeah.
Raven. And then pass game specialist, Ken Dorsey. Is that the same Ken Dorsey that was Buffalo's OC?
The same Ken Dorsey.
That has just trickled his way to just passing game specialist and no one talks about.
Look, he's that's exactly it. I mean, he's had to, you know, for a guy that was the highest of highs a few years ago as offensive coordinator. I want to say he took over for Brian Daboll when he left Buffalo.
Okay, so those names I just gave you, the names that were here last year.
Yeah.
How would you grade just in a vacuum, only the staffing? How would you grade that? Myself, I would give it a... I think Schottenheimer is like a flat B because we don't know. The process was terrible. You remember how mad we were? Everybody, now we got over it and we like what's happened since, but I'm just getting myself back in that mindset of what had happened when they hired him. So I give him a flat B. Every assistant to me has been darn near a home run. Like for the most part, you get Matt Eberflus, your DC. You get Connor Riley and Clayton Adams to come in, who a lot of people were raving about in the run game. You draft an old... Okay, I don't want to get into that because that's side piece. I go A-, B+. B+. I go B+. Coach staff in general.
Here's the thing. I'm going to give a...
What would you give a Tolos while Fred's thinking? 877-881-1053. We'll get to the overall offseason grade, but what would you grade the Cowboys staffing?
I'm going to give the Brian Schottenheimer hire a C+.
Overall?
Overall. So, okay,
you're saying Schottenheimer and his staff? Or just Schottenheimer in a vacuum?
I'll say Schottenheimer in a vacuum, a C+.
Okay.
All right. Because let's call it what it is. He was on no one else's radar. Yeah.
Remember with they not doing Ben Johnson, not doing Aaron Glenn, passing up on all these different candidates, if you will.
To not even bring them in for a conversation. Like, look, if you don't like Aaron, and Aaron Glenn played for the Cowboys, okay? So for you to not even bring them in to have a conversation with, to bring Ben Johnson in, and again, who knows if they would have even accepted the invitation to interview with the Dallas Cowboys. Ben Johnson, I could see where he might have, you know, said no, but at the very least, I got to believe Aaron Glenn would have done it. But either way, that's irrelevant. That said, the initial hire and the process, I'll give a C+. Everything after that, A-.
So what does it equal out to? What's your overall grade of the staff?
I've got two separate grades.
But if you had to combine them. I had two separate grades as well, and I mean, B+ for me overall, the staff.
B minus.
Okay. Now B-. Let's go on to how they handled free agency. I think we can all agree it's been a different free agency than we're used to with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I'm going to read who they lost to start us off, and then I'm going to tell you who they got, and you tell me how you feel about it if you feel a lot better about this team. They lose Trey Lance to the Chargers. They lose Cooper Rush to the Ravens. So both quarterbacks gone. They lose Rico Dowdle to the Panthers on a pretty cheap deal. They lose Brandon Cooks to the Saints. They lose Chuma Adoga to the Jaguars. Mm-hmm. And speaking of Jaguars, they lose Jordan Lewis. And then they lose two defensive linemen, Chauncey Golson to the Giants, DeMarcus Lawrence to the Seahawks. Now, they lost some other players that are like third and fourth strings, but those are guys that were getting heavy snaps that they lost outside of the backup quarterbacks. So that's the losses. sets the tone. Here's the additions. Obviously, you bring back Osa. You bring back Brock Hoffman. You bring in Javonte Williams.
Mm-hmm.
You bring in Robert Jones. Both of those deals, 1 year, $3 million. You bring in Solomon Thomas for some D-line help, 2 years, $6 million. You bring in Peyton Turner, 1 year, $3 million. You trade for Kenneth Murray and Kyir Elam.
Yeah.
You bring in Jack Sanborn, one year, $1.5 million. You bring in Dante Fowler, 1 year, $6 million. You bring in Miles Sanders, 1 year, $1.3 million. And then you also bring in Paris Campbell, who we, I think, all agree might not even make the roster. Last four names that you did in the free agency, you trade for Joe Milton. You sign Sadiq Charles and Hakeem Adeniji, who we don't think are going to get much playing time. And then, of course, the biggest offseason free agency addition, you trade for George Pickens. So when you look at free agency.
I forgot all about Peyton Turner, by the way. I had to look him up just now. I was like, Peyton Turner?
When you look at free agency in a vacuum, not coaching, not who the Cowboys are, free agency. I'll say this. I think you almost have to give two grades. I think if you were looking at just the Cowboys in a vacuum to what they usually do, this is A-plus offseason. A-plus.
Yeah.
When is the last time we've seen them make a splash with this? Amari Cooper, that was the middle of the season when they traded him from the Raiders. When have we seen the Cowboys go, we got an issue, we're going to get one of the best players at the position and address it? Don't see that very often. And a young player at that, like, they'll do a Brandon Cook.
I mean, it's going to be for a year.
They'll do a Stephon Gilmore.
I think you have to... The George Pickens deal... And let's talk about it right now.
No, you're about to get in a 10-minute tangent about George Pickens.
Well, we got plenty of time. The George Pickens thing, all I'll say is this. Do you think this team's a Super Bowl contender?
No. But this does make them more playoff ready. And maybe Dak shows us something like, hey, I got two young stud receivers that can really go get it, and maybe takes that next jump that we see quarterbacks take in their late 30s. Maybe that's all you need. I don't know.
I guess my question is this: Is it worth giving up a third rounder? Because I'm.
Are you on the other side now? Are you
no, not at okay. all. Not at all. I mean, I'm kind of the ilk that just enjoy them while you got. I mean, you basically it's a rental.
So you're set. You're so set on the rental too.
I just have a hard time buying that they're going to spit. I mean, if the reports, and again, who knows if the reports are true or not? That, I mean, he said he's ready to just focus on football and he'll worry about a new contract after the season.
I think if the Cowboys play well, he'll resign. I think if they're terrible, he'll be gone.
Well, but okay, he'll resign here. Is he going to give them a hometown discount? Because that's the only way he. I mean, because look, if he balls, he's looking at $25 to $30 million.
Yeah, the Cowboys must see themselves as Super Bowl contenders, where they're making.
See that, and that's what I'm getting at. Is why do you, okay, a number two? If you add a George Pickens. To where all of a sudden now you went from
and you already have CD on your team. So he's not like you're starting, you're not the Titans and you're just adding a guy to add a guy.
You know, you were basically, I'll tell you what you were. You were the mid-teens Houston Texans. All right? Where for the longest time, the Texans always had, really you could say for about a 15-year run, you had Andre Johnson, right? One of the best wide receivers in the NFL. And just a gaggle of number twos. All right. Like at one point, you know, Kevin Walter was your number two. All right. Tells you all you need to know. Then him and DeAndre Hop, D Hop, you know, play together for maybe a year, maybe two. All right. Then, you know, he's done. He's old. He's ready to out to pasture. Then D Hop shows up. Okay. Still didn't have a number two. Okay. So that's kind of that. And so that's what you had with CeeDee Lamb, right? But does adding, so you had just a bunch of you know, CD and the Pips. So if you add that dynamic second receiver, which you did, are we saying, hey, we're just trying to go from 7-10 to 10-7 now, and hey, just trying to make the playoffs and roll the dice and whatever happens.
Similar to what the Seahawks did when they, the Raiders, when they got Geno Smith. I don't think it made them Super Bowl contender. I don't understand why they did it, but they think it makes their team better right now. And they went and got it, and they signed him to a long deal. I don't think George Pickens makes the Cowboys Super Bowl contenders. Yeah. I think it makes them a lot more viable and makes us gets fans back on the side that we're taking it serious.
Here's the only difference with that. Is that with Geno, you made the trade knowing you were going to extend him.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you did it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my thing, when you do a rental deal, you're doing it because you think you're ready to take that next step.
Until you're fine if you're only here for 1 year. Let's go win a Super Bowl.
Let's go win a Super Bowl, right? But
But he is young. I don't know.
Let's go. Let's go win a.
So what would you grade the off season?
I mean, that's my only. And look, I love the move. I'm here for it. I'm excited about seeing George Pickens. And maybe they're thinking, hey, everything shakes out right. Maybe we can make a move. Who knows?
So grade free agency in a vacuum. All those names I told you that left, and all the names that stayed.
I would give it an A-, man.
Yeah,
I really would. I'm right there. I give it an A-. I mean, you shored up. Considering the position you've put yourself in, now maybe you give yourself a B- because, you know, you can't. How can you pat yourself on the back for fixing a problem you created?
Yeah,
right. Like, oh hey, you went out and did stuff that you had to do. Not you know. I mean, like they had to go out and fill these spots. Yeah. You weren't gonna fix the roster with a bunch of undrafted free agents. So I'm gonna. You know what? I'm gonna go B minus. I'm going to go B minus because you did.
I'm going to go B plus.
I'll say B plus. I'll say B because the George Pickens put you over
you
the top.
You really addressed
but
it. In this season vacuum. This season
you did it for
in
this
vacuum.
Year. You did it for this year.
The running back position, I don't think you completely shored up, but you at least addressed. You brought in three new guys. You said that we're not just going to have just Miles Sanders. We've seen that before. It's like just Miles Sanders.
Well, are you including the draft?
Yeah. Or five guys, actually, then. Or four?
Miles,
Javonte,
well,
Phil.
Do we really think Deuce Vaughn's going to make this roster?
I don't know. So we're giving that a...
I'm going to say B minor. You know what? Just give him a B.
I'm going to go B plus.
Just give him a B because I do like the moves they made.
Last category, the draft. How did the Cowboys do? If you forgot, the Cowboys got Tyler Booker at 12, Donovan Ezeraku at 44, Siobhan Revel at 76, Jaden Blue and Shamar James in the fifth round, and then they also were able to get up Ajani Cornelius, the offensive tackle at Oregon in the sixth, Jay Toya, the one tech at UCLA, Phil Moffitt at Clemson in the seventh, and then Tommy King in the seventh as well, defensive tackle. How well did they address their needs? And I think you can kind of take George Pickens into this because you could be, oh, they didn't get a receiver, but we know that they ended up getting one. So how would you say their draft
was? And they stuck to their board.
They did.
Right, like I'll give it a B because I don't know. We know as Clarence Hill said, maybe Sharon Revel's not ready week one.
Chill.
Okay, maybe
pop, pop.
Maybe he's not ready to go week one. So
you said you give it an A?
No, I'm gonna give it a B.
I'm gonna give it an A-. Now that I know, I was lower, but knowing that they address receiver, I don't have that many complaints other than like. Wish you could have got like Travion Henderson, but I think he was gone.
Oh, he was gone.
No,
him and Judkins were gone by the time you drafted.
And Caleb Johnson went in the third, which is crazy. Remember people talking about Caleb earlier, whatever. Amarian Hampton, Judkins, and Henderson, the juice RB2s were all gone before you got there at 44. So I'm not that mad at them just going, we'll just get BPA. We're not going to reach for somebody.
I do like the Ezeraku move. I think he's going to be a baller. I think he's got the potential to be a baller.
It makes you not have to put that much stock in Fowler. Like, if Fowler's great, cool. But, like, we don't need Fowler to be the savior and sign here long-term, and it's just Micah in the pit.
Well, what it does is it allows that in-group to be a lot more fluid now. I mean, think about it this way. You got a four-man rotation.
You got more than four.
You know what I'm saying?
Think about it. You got, let's just say, Micah and Ezeraku start.
Right.
Second-round pick.
Or Fowler.
Fowler. You got Ezeraku as your backup.
Yeah.
You got Sam Williams as your backup. And you've got Marshawn Nealon as your backup.
Right.
Those are three guys I like, and I'm sure. And Peyton Turner. They signed him.
Well, I mean, he's more of just a body, but I think, look, you got four or five guys. You're going to, I mean, obviously, Mike is a three down guy, but at the very least, you've got a healthy rotation of guys. You've got dudes with pelts on the wall in Dante Fowler. You got a guy in Ezeraku who a lot of people had as the number two overall edge rusher in the draft that you're able to get in the second round. So, really, the you've got a plug and play starter in Booker. You've got probably a plug and play guy who's going to get a lot of reps and who's going to make some headway in Ezeraku. Revel, the only question mark is his health. We're just waiting to see that. And again, for all intents and purposes, most ACLs come back in 6 to 9 months. All right, so I think we all believe in most cases. The only thing this team really needs to go do the kind of where this thing's going to swing is going to be Jaden Blue.
Okay, I want to put the finishing touches on this. I think give me two winners and two losers from this offseason process. My first loser is going to be Jalen Tolbert. because of them addressing wide receiver. This is their way of saying, we don't think you have enough juice. And now you're going to be fighting for that wide receiver 3, wide receiver 4 spot. If they believed him, they wouldn't have done that. And then I got to go, my second loser probably has to be Brock Hoffman. Not because I love Brock Hoffman.
All I'm going to say is this.
He's not a loser from the process.
Not Brock Hoffman. How is Jay? We already knew Jalen Tolbert. They were looking for number 2 receiver.
I agree. I'm just saying, but they acted on it. We were 2 days ago still thinking Jalen Tolbert was going to be the 2. We didn't like it, but they hadn't done anything about it. Yeah. So Jalen Tolbert was going to be your 2, and Brock Hoffman went from me and a bunch of people saying he's going to be your starter to 20 minutes.
Great for Tolbert.
I mean, it might be. It might.
Well, here's the thing: either he's going to rise to the occasion. Because look, to your point, we've seen his ceiling. Mm-hmm. So one of 2 things is going to happen. Either he's going to come out of nowhere and give you a good year and you're going to have 3 freak shows at wide receiver, or he's going to go back to what he is. And, hey, Jalen,
and then been real, bro. My biggest winner, I'm going to go Tyler Guyton, and I'm going to go Wanya Thomas, because neither of their positions were drafted. So that means they believe in them, and I think they both have Tyler obviously has a position to play.
Yeah.
Wanya, I think, at that nickel corner with – based on how injuries are in the defensive back room, they didn't draft a nickel corner. I don't know if Wanya is going to be the guy, but I think there will be opportunities for him to be the guy at the nickel corner position or at some kind of in the secondary. So those are my 2 winners and losers.
I'll tell you what, I'll show you my winners and losers coming up next, and we'll continue. Don't go anywhere. He's Blake. I'm Fred. This is The Fan After Dark.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon. Park.
Thank you, Ross Lubinsky, for that beautiful read. And unfortunately, Ross, Fred, and Blake cannot save the Dallas Stars right now because they are down 2-0 to the Winnipeg Jets. They scored 2 quick ones over there for them. The Stars lead the series 1-0, just under 3 to go in the first period. We're all just waiting for Mikko Rantanen to turn up for the city. It looks like we got a little bit of a scuffle starting here early for the Dallas Stars, and you love to see, look at this, in the middle of the scuffle, they're like talking it out. I love this. Both the refs got in there and calmed both guys down. If you were worried about Cleveland choking a lead, it will not happen. Cleveland up 125-104 with just under a minute to go. Looks like this series is going to be tied 2-1.
2-1.
Indianapolis up. So no home team has won a game yet in the Eastern Conference if the Knicks were to win game tres. But we were finishing up that segment, winners and losers of the offseason. Rapid fire, the biggest loser based on the draft, based on offseason. I guess you can kind of factor in coaching as well if you want. Who's the biggest loser on the Dallas Cowboys with all this stuff done now?
Biggest loser. Deuce Vaughn.
Yeah, they don't believe in him.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Deuce Vaughn. And that sucks because he's really the smallest loser in this, if we're being honest. Okay, so there's that. The second biggest loser.
Low blow.
Low to the ground.
Can't help the guy's 5'4". I mean, you can't make that up. Or was he 5'6", 5'7", whatever.
Him and Medford CII.
Just miniature.
He's not a large person. My second pseudo loser, and again, I hate to use the term loser, but the second person that's now kind of on high alert, I'm going to use this. You're not a loser, but who's on high alert? Tyler Guyton.
See, I made him a winner. Just because I do think he's on high alert, but they just didn't address it in this draft, so it's a win for him.
You're not going to, because there was no... I agree,
but we've seen it before. Teams double down on a draft pick the next year and be like, hey, you didn't perform.
Yeah, but you had
even second or third round.
You had so many... Because you know why? Because you can kick out Tyler Smith if you need to.
Yeah.
And if you're Tyler Smith...
And you still got Austin Richards.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Here's the thing. You've got more wiggle room at left guard if you need to. Right, if you decide, and I know Broadus has talked about this, where if it gets ugly with Tyler Guyton, or if they haven't figured out, you know, Asim Richards or whoever's going to be that guy at left tackle, you can kick out Tyler Smith, who what going into year four?
Yep.
So if you're Tyler Smith, hey, what's the money at left tackle versus left guard?
Yeah, he is a pretty dominant left guard though.
Well, I mean, look, he's getting paid regardless, but I'm just saying, hey, you get paid a little bit extra. When you're a shutdown left tackle, he's gonna make all the loot he wants as a shutdown left guard. But again, there's levels to this. Mm-hmm. All right, the left tackle is gonna make a little bit more.
But don't you want to keep him at left guard because of how dominant he's been? Not saying he wouldn't be good at left tackle, but he's been like a top three left guard every year.
But if he goes out and is dominant left tackle,
you think he'd be a top three left tackle? I don't know. I think we're gonna find out and see. Agreed, but I think one of the reasons they moved him to guard is that has been the position that he's been the most proficient in, as far as not having to go outside of his reach, not doing a lot of stuff outside. Like, a lot of stuff is very close to the body, power, hit the guy in front of you versus...
It's kind of like a Joe Tooney thing, okay? You move him out there if need be. Look, this is all... It's a good problem to have if you're the Dallas Cowboys. It's a first world problem as far as Smith is concerned. He's already one of the best left guards in football, so you're good to go there. You have nothing to worry about. If Tyler Guyton proves... that he's not capable of being a starting caliber left tackle in the National Football League, and you're just not sold that Asim Richards is the guy that you want to run with, or he's getting, you know, treated like a turnstile over there. We've seen in moments and in games where, you know, Tyler Smith's been able to be a good left tackle for you. And in a situation where you're kind of putting all your chips to the center of the table right now with the way you're going about your business, when you go out and you go get a George Pickens, when you go out and allegedly, as we heard today, that there is a handshake agreement between the Joneses and Micah Parsons. So it's just a matter of...
Was that a loser? Micah Parsons for not getting... Or Jerry, whoever, Steven, whoever you want to put on, for not getting any contracts done, any extensions?
No, because this is what they do.
Okay.
This is what they do.
Damone Clark is another loser.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be cut. They bring in three linebackers this offseason.
Yeah, I mean, it's not looking good for him.
I don't think anybody else. No?
I mean, that would be it for me. That would be the biggest thing for me is...
Safety's got to feel good that they didn't draft or bring any guys in. I thought they'd be on high alert, but their backups, I think their backups are their replacements.
Well,
they're already on the team.
And they're, you know, and look, maybe Eberflus likes them.
Maybe, yeah.
Plus, I want to say, shouldn't Eberflus know Malik Hooker?
Why?
I want to say their time in Indianapolis merged by maybe a year or two.
I don't really feel like fact checking it. We'll disagree with you.
We'll check it. Well, I'll check it during the break. But I want to say that they might have, because he was in Chicago for how long? 4 years.
I'll just look it up.
So no, but and that's my point is I think Eberflus is okay with the safety position. So I mean, winner wise, I'll tell you who your biggest winner is: Terrence Steele. Because we've seen what he's able to do when he's got an effective right guard, and no shame not trying to throw any shade at Zach Martin, because we know this guy was just beat to hell last year, and as a result decided to call it a career, and you know, season ended what 10 games prematurely because of the injuries that he had racked up, and he just wasn't the same guy, wasn't playing at the same caliber that we're used to seeing out of a guy that's probably, more than likely, has a great chance to be the first ever first ballot Hall of Famer right guard.
They were together their whole career, or their whole time in Indianapolis. He was the D coordinator from 2018 to 2021, and Malik Hooker was there from 2018 to 2021.
Okay, so that bodes well for Malik Hooker, and that bodes well for this defense, because they know each other and Malik, they know what to expect.
Malik got there in 2017, excuse me. And his last season with the Colts was 2020.
Right.
So he was with them for 1, 2, 3 seasons.
Who, Malik Hooker was? Mm-hmm. Okay. He's been with the Cowboys for 5 years?
He's been with the Cowboys since 2021.
Wow. Okay. All right. I mean, look,
the Cowboys signed Malik Hooker to a 1-year, $920,000 contract.
Mm-hmm. Well, back in 2021?
Yep, he competed for the starting safety spot against DeMonte Casey, Jayron Kearse, Donovan Wilson, Keanu Neal, and Israel Mukwamu.
There you go.
That's funny. Keanu Neal used to be. We were hoping he was going to be somebody.
Learned something new today. So losers are Deuce Vaughn, Tyler Guyton, and that's more or less a loser, more on high alert. And then winner-wise, I'm going with Terrence Steele, and I'm going to go with Dak Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Dak Prescott.
Should be making his job easier. Can I call CeeDee Lamb a winner? His job should be a lot easier now.
Should be. Yeah. No, I mean, and it will be. But I wasn't worried about him. The biggest
thing
was,
worried about him, but
I worry more about Dak Prescott than I worry about CeeDee. Because look, CeeDee Lamb put up numbers hurt with Jalen Tolbert as his number two and Cooper Rush throwing passes to him. All right.
That is true.
CeeDee's gonna ball regardless. All right. I ain't worried about CeeDee. I'm worried about Dak Prescott.
Did you see the stat that came out today? CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Cook, 1 and 2. So this is a stat on receiving yards the last two seasons from a duo. Brandon Cook's 916 yards in the last two seasons combined. CeeDee Lamb, last two seasons combined, 2,943. So pretty much 3,000 yards in the last two seasons. That difference, if for all my math nerds out there, 2,027.
Mm-hmm.
Might be asking, is that a big gap? I feel like that's the gap between every 1 and 2, Blake. There's a reason that Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison have different numbers. Blase. That would be the largest difference between two wide receivers teammates in the NFL, two top wide receivers.
Now, I'm gonna pour a little bit of cold water on that, because I get it. It looks good from a statistical standpoint. Dude, we didn't even think Brandon Cooks was going to play at one point this last season.
But I think that's the point of it. I'm not saying I think all of that plays into whether he was hurt, wasn't going to play, the fact you didn't have a good, dependable wide receiver too, for whatever reason. Hurt,
well,
bad play, not good at football, whatever it is, your wide receiver too was not dependable for the last two seasons. And CeeDee Lamb was. And you had this huge disparity, this huge gap in what you were getting production from one guy to the other. And now you go and get George Pickens, who recorded 2,040 yards in the last two seasons. So he makes up that difference to almost practically be what CeeDee Lamb's
done last season. Who do you blame that on, though, going into last season? The front office or the coaching staff? As far as the fact that we kind of overlooked the number two wide receiver position.
We did. Last year, you're talking about like a year from?
Last year, nobody, I mean, it was top of mind, but people
wasn't
thought
top,
like,
top of mind,
you know, Brandon Cooks should be, you thought Brandon Cooks was going to be good enough.
Because it was first year, he showed flashes, he had some deep ball catches, he had a couple touchdowns. I don't think, what did he have, 2 touchdowns this year, if any?
I think he had one.
One?
Maybe
so
two.
It was just a
wasn't
huge,
great.
It was a huge drop in his production. He was a lot more hurt this year. And even when he was on the field.
Well, you could tell the first two games of the season he didn't look right.
Even when he was on the field, it wasn't much of, Brandon Cooks is on the field. New offense going to open up. We're going to get this route, that route. The defense is shifting. You see the defense bending. You never felt that. And obviously, you're not going to feel that much with a wide receiver too, but you have CeeDee Lamb in bracket coverage, getting cloud coverage, getting all the attention on defense. You're hoping your wide receiver too can make some kind of impact. And Jalen Tolbert was that guy last year.
What excites me is and you and I talked about this last year. Remember after the first game of the season, I was like, this offense is slow.
Yep.
This offense, I mean, it was, you want, I mean, it was like watching these dudes running in quicksand last year. Outside of CeeDee Lamb, you had no speed. And you waited until week 14 or 15 to decide before you finally said, oh, we got this 5 foot five dude here that's, you know, runs a 4.24. Let's go ahead and try to get him the rock.
Talking about Turpin?
Talk about Kevontae Turpin. All 5 foot nine, 155 pounds of him.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you never saw him again.
Never.
Okay. Took a slant to the house. Boom, done. Hit his head on the goalpost. And we'll use you in week 17.
Did he even run that route again?
I don't know that he even ran that. I felt like he ran it one more time.
Dak's looking at the sideline. Cooper's looking at the sideline.
You know, I mean, and so I think the one thing, and this is why I said the Jaden Blue pick to me is going to loom large for what this overall draft class looks
like. He's explosive, man.
He's explosive.
You,
well,
you know why
saying.
He dropped. There was only one reason. It was the fumbling. That was the major reason
which
he dropped. He's fast. He can move.
That's the only thing that's that would drop a
huge
guy?
Reason. That's a huge reason. Florida Panthers win in overtime. That's a huge reason. Now, I'm sure the scouts would say, you know, it's not a speed thing. It's not an agility thing. He's got both of those.
Yeah.
So.
See, I heard he's maybe a little bit of his personality, too.
Yeah,
though.
Personality.
See, I mean, I think, because here's the thing. You can, and again.
Think about that combo. Personality not being what we like and fumbling the ball. That's a coach's nightmare. Fifth round.
That'll get you fired.
I don't like the way you react, and you put the ball on the ground and give the other team more opportunities in the NFL.
Dude, you can lose. I mean, you can lose playoff positions because you're, you know, spitting the bit too much, right? I mean, now look, Tiki Barber had a fumbling problem, and he fixed that, right?
We see running backs all the time get benched, good, bad, or indifferent.
Oh,
we're fumbling the ball in the middle of a game.
Absolutely.
Easiest way to get a dog. Even more than dropping a pass as a receiver. You fumble the ball as a running back, you're getting benched.
Well, and not to mention, once they know that
got a loose handle.
You got slippery hands. Oh, everybody and their mama's peanut Tillman your ass. I mean, that's just
they're
the
not
way
even
it
trying
is.
To tackle you.
Not even. You're getting a right cross into your midsection. You better
even
when you don't have the football. So all eyes will be on Jaden Blue, but I'm with you. I think he could really turn this draft class and this offense on its head.
Him and Shamar James were fun fifth rounders. Those Shamar James, captain at Florida, linebacker. Yeah. I would love to see him get some playing time. It gives you a little bit more speed. I said that was a big concern for me at the linebacker position. You got some guys. I like it. But you don't have a lot of speed with Overshown being out. I mean, Sanborn, Kenneth Murray, Maris. None of those guys I just named are speedsters. So
Murray's got a little bit of juice. I mean, look, he's not Eric Kendricks slow.
Who's still a free agent.
Kendricks is also, what, 35? You know, kudos to you. I mean, look, the guy's been in the league for, what, 10, 12 years, whatever it's been.
Let's wrap this up because I'm enjoying this. One more thing they can add to make it complete.
Cornerback.
Cornerback.
I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
You got to. Because Trayvon Diggs ain't going to be ready when week one starts. Kalen Carson is TBD.
Rebel's a rookie.
Well, he's a rookie, and he's coming off an ACL injury.
You want to be like, hey, you got this whole side of the field?
I think it's a great move, and I think the fact that you got a first-round pick, who, again, we know he would have been a first-round pick if he'd have been healthy, all right? I have zero issue with getting him at 76, 77, whatever position you got him at.
I agree.
My thing is this. I would rather err on the side of caution, go out and get you a Mike Hilton, a Stephon Gilmore, hell, a James Bradbury, if that's what it comes to.
I don't need
to
be here more than this season. Literally, we need a stopgap for this
season. That's a guy I'm willing to do a rental on, okay? That guy I'm doing a rental on.
I feel good about the future of the quarterback.
But my point is, I'm okay with starting George Pickens on the PUP list to start the regular season. Or not George Pickens, I'm sorry.
George Pickens is now
We're not starting Pickens on the PUP. I'm okay with starting Revelle on the PUP list.
Just to be cautionary.
If you told me, look, he'll be about 90% if we play him week one versus he'll be 100%, no questions asked, full medicals, good to go, ready to start if you put him on the PUP and he'll be ready after week six, week eight, whatever it is. Give me that all day. And that if I told you, okay, that means I got to put in, I'll have Duron, Elam, Carson, Fuller, whatever, insert veteran guy that I paid for a year here.
And they got Josh Butler.
I'll live with that. All. But yeah, but he's coming off an ACL.
Yeah, we got maybe the most injury-riddled DB. You know? Even De'Ron Bland came off injury the year before.
I mean, what are we talking about? We have the Maverick staff moonlighting over here with the Cowboys? I mean, what are we talking about,
people?
This
is a DB room.
Seriously. All right, coming up next, it's a little fair or foul right here on 105 Through the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
What a champ, that being Ross Labinski. How dare I even question the music? My man... I can't remember who was telling me. He's like, oh, you can't play coming out of a break when you got to read. Not so fast, my friend, says Ross Labinski.
Not with that attitude, that's for sure.
That's exactly what I'm talking about right there. That is Ross Labinski. We hadn't been on the show, Ross, in months, years, it felt like. Three this week. Now, it'll go back to what feels like years again because after Sunday.
Mother's Day.
You won't hear us for all week.
So after Sunday, at least for Blake speaking, I'm only on the air four more times for the rest of the month.
Like, ever?
Then he's just calling it a career.
Do you know something I don't?
Me and Tim had a talk. No. After Mother's Day, I'm on the air four more times rest of the month.
Wow. Yeah.
I think you're only like six. So you're just like a Sunday here and there.
That's it.
Yeah.
So do y'all not do anything next weekend?
No, we'll be on.
So not this weekend, obviously, but like next weekend.
Yeah, we'll be on Saturday and Sunday.
I was about to say, because I have 7 days off starting tomorrow, so we will both be back after a week next Saturday.
Yeah, no, we'll be all, I'm on tomorrow. He and I are on tomorrow, 1 to 4:30. Then I'm on with CA Sunday morning from 9 to noon. And
it's a little bit of tease for your Tolos.
Little tease, a little Sunday morning radio, the old head radio, as we like to call it. And then...
what is that acronym, old head radio?
OHR. OHR.
Sounds like you got to press it on your neck.
Life Alert Radio, Fred and Chris.
Speaking of Life Alert, that used to be one of my favorite ways to hop into girls' DMs is I would just send a picture the lady like being on the ground, like clutching her chest. And I would say, help, I've fallen into your DMs and I can't get out.
Fair or foul? Fair or foul?
Fair because it worked twice.
Okay, what did they say to you?
Did they have a pulse?
yes.
Just messing.
I don't remember what the second one said, but the first one did like take a little bit of time and she told me this. She
LOL.
Well, she did, but she like reached out to her friends and she was like, do you see like WTF is going on with this guy? And they were all like, no, he's cute. Message him back.
You know what I just realized?
She did.
You could be using your name as an advantage in the dating scene. You're literally named after a store. I don't know what you could say. I'm sure if I thought about it for a second, you could come up with something, but like Ross Dress for Less or Don't Dress at All or...
Yeah, because I'm sure that's going to pick up a classy.
Well classy isn't gal. There a thing like Dress for Less and your name is Ross and you're named after a department store?
No, that 100%
you should,
is
You
it.
Should work that into your pickup line. Am I tripping, Tolos? I don't want Fred's answer. Am I tripping, Tolos and Peaches? Should Ross be using his name with the department store and their slogan in his pickup
line? I mean,
lines?
What is he, a discount selling?
Hey.
Discounted
there's
goods?
Ways you could twist. There's ways you could twist it. Hey, Ross is half price, but I'm full price.
Yeah, that's maybe the stupidest pickup line I think I've ever heard.
We'll workshop it.
Yeah, we'll workshop. I'm not even. I just thought about it on the spot.
I don't know that trying to use Ross Dress for Less as a flex is really the flex
see
that
if
you
Chad
think
GPT
it is.
Chad GPT can come up with anything. I am trying.
See,
that's.
I think that's the other issue. I mean, if we're over here trying to use Chad GPT to riz up women, that's our first problem.
I am trying to pick up a girl for my producer.
All right. Well, you guys are thinking about this. Fair or foul? An inmate was put to death last month in South Carolina. Now, you probably heard about this. It was South Carolina's second firing squad execution. Okay. However, the inmate was conscious and likely in extreme pain for up to a minute after the bullets missed their target and failed to quickly stop his heart, according to a pathologist hired by the inmate's lawyers. An autopsy photo of Mikhail Mahdi's torso showed only two distinct wounds from the three prison employees who volunteered for the firing squad and had live ammunition in the April 11th execution, according to the pathologist's report. It was filed Thursday with a letter to the state Supreme Court titled Notice of Botched Execution. You hate to be on the wrong side of that. Prison workers suggested the pathologist who performed the autopsy that two bullets entered his body at the same spot. Quote, the shooters missed the intended target area and the evidence indicates that he was struck by only two bullets, not the prescribed three. Consequently, the nature of the internal injuries from the gunshot wounds resulted in a more prolonged death process, said Jonathan Arden, a pathologist hired by attorneys for condemned inmates. Arden said that likely meant that Mahdi took only 30 to 60 seconds to lose consciousness, 2 to 4 times longer than the 15 seconds that experts, including Arden and ones hired by the state, predicted for a properly conducted firing squad execution. During that time, Mahdi would have suffered excruciating pain as his lungs tried to expand and move into a broken sternum and ribs, as well as from air hunger as the damaged lungs struggled and failed to bring in needed oxygen. In case you were wondering, Mahdi was executed after admitting he killed Orangeburg Police Safety Officer James Myers in 2004, shooting him at least 8 times before burning his body. Myers' wife found him in the couple's Colquhoun County shed, which had been the backdrop to their wedding 15 months earlier. A witness to the execution heard Mahdi cry out as the shots were fired, groan again some 45 seconds later, and let out one last low moan just before he appeared to draw his final breath at about 75 seconds. Fair or foul? Choosing to be executed by firing squad and then die an excruciating death when they miss your heart.
Yeah, that's foul. I would think that they would have that set up, the firing squad, to know exactly pinpoint laser, this is going here. I mean, were these guys football field away? Were we choking our shots?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say they did it on purpose.
Little Squid Games.
Well,
season two?
Okay, think about it this way. Think about it this way.
When she was doing that to sell the... I don't want to spoil it.
Think about it this way. This guy's a cop killer. Okay? That's what he's in prison. That's what he's on death row for. All right? He killed a cop. Do we really think that, and by the way, he picked to be executed by firing squad. That's already, I mean, I remember when this story came out that he had chosen to do this. So it was already wild that in 2025,
smiling,
this dude's over here like, yeah, go ahead and shoot me. Then they had to find volunteers in the prison to do it.
To be the one shooting?
To be the one shooting him.
What do you mean? We don't got no... people that work in the prison that can do it.
I mean, it's not like you've got a firing squad on standby, considering it hasn't been done in 100 years.
Well, we don't got no military people, ex-military that could just shoot a gun. We had to find people. When you say people from the prison, do you mean workers?
Yeah, it's not okay. Like they took a couple inmates and said, here, go ahead and, here, let's give an inmate a gun and go ahead and shoot our boy Amadi over
we
here.
We got you, you're good, right?
See, you were telling the story about, like, the three guys volunteering, and all I could think of in my head for some awful reason was just, like, those three volunteers were like, oh, dude, you don't have to tell me twice. Yeah, let's do it.
That's what I'm saying, like, he killed a cop. And these are, I mean, you know, again, they're law enforcement, but they're not, but right. Still.
Yeah.
So, you know, and look, and maybe they don't like the guy. I mean, who knows?
So, like, my thing is, like if you're going to get killed by a firing squad, you would think you would need more than three people. Because, yeah.
Would you, though? I mean, if you got three, I mean, you're telling me that three people, I'm guessing with a high-powered rifle, probably not that far away, can't hit your chest?
Well, apparently,
I never miss
one
Call
of three
Duty,
of these
so.
Guys can't.
Well, and again, that's why I'm saying I wonder if it was done on purpose.
See, but and
because
I
what's the fallout?
Well, and I was thinking like you know like say like these guards have like I don't know like an SMG or an assault rifle like you got a couple of bullets you know
it kind picking classes MP5 long barrel quick draw like
oh dude you need to put the silencer on so you get extra salvage no but that's just my question is that like and I don't I have no idea how this works but like yeah. You would think that like I don't know like an SMG like more bullets like it would
you know what it's fair to me okay guess what A you're on death row. B, you killed somebody, and C, you chose to die by firing squad. Okay,
yeah, so fair don't be foul. Surprised if it's
so
really painful.
You
and it's drawn
you decided
out.
To put your fate in three guys from the prison block to kill you. Okay,
someone said fair or foul should be volunteering to be part of a firing squad.
Well, maybe go there. You go.
Like,
all right.
Like I think he's talking about the people shooting.
Well, again, it's this is not something that you do regularly, so that's why they had to have somebody volunteer to do it.
Okay, what are we doing next?
So I say fair.
I say fair.
I say fair as well. I mean, look, God, hey, sorry it took 70 seconds, whatever it was, all right? But such is life.
Because someone said I've
that's
heard
the route you took.
I've heard it's multiple people and only one person has an actual bullet and everyone else has blanks. That way they can't pinpoint who did it.
That's fair. I mean, either way. I mean, look, it sucks. Here, moral of the story: don't kill cops.
Yeah, or okay? Do bad things,
or don't get on death row.
Then you're gonna worry about all that.
If God forbid you got to get put to death, I mean, get lethally injected, I guess.
While we're going,
although
to,
I've heard that can last a little long too. So
oh no, absolutely.
Way.
I was just gonna ask.
Absolutely.
During this,
bring
segment.
Back the guillotine.
Oh, dude! If only. If
bring
only.
Bring back the guillotine.
Justice.
Bring back stoning right, in front of right, your friends.
Oh, I'll tell you what, stoning, that's a real one right yeah. There. All right, coming up next, hold that thought, Ross Levinsky. When we come back, let's update on the Stars, and we'll update what's going
on in
the NBA playoffs.
Can I add one to it?
Add one more. Hurry up.
ChatGPT gave Ross some pickup lines that have to do with the department store. Next!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.